So you're looking to fulfill a lifelong dream to be Prothonotary, right?
That's correct.
That's what every little kid wants to do.
Absolutely, especially me.
Yeah, when you were in school, were you just like drawing pictures like, I'm going to be Prothonotary one day?
My first word was Prothonotary.
Really? Yeah, and so was your first word how many years until you actually learned to spell?
I'm just going off of what my mom told me.
Oh, well, moms are never wrong, right?
That's absolutely true. This is being recorded, so yes, that's absolutely true.
All right, well, my mom's listening too, hopefully, at some point. So, hey everyone, this is Tony Heil with the You Should Run podcast, this podcast dedicated to encouraging people to run for office, to add a more progressive voice in government at all levels. If you've listened to some of our podcasts before, you know that there are over 500,000 elected positions in the country. And now there's races from Congress and Senate to president, of course, and there's about 30 people running for president, down to judges, and in this case, we're going to talk about Prothonotary. And I'm here with my friend, or new friends, Noah Marlier. Did I pronounce that right?
That's correct.
Yes. And we're going to talk about his race for Prothonotary. So as all these podcasts, we're going to talk about why he's running, the challenges of running, and why you should consider running for office. So, welcome, Noah, to the You Should Run podcast.
Thank you so much.
Look at everyone thinks I probably am good at this, and all I did was hit play on YouTube.
Nah, it was pretty impressive. It was a good opening.
Yeah, and I would say that you're an adult. You might be younger or older than me, I don't know. But we're all just faking it, right?
I think we're all trying to do what we have to do.
Right. So, Noah, you're running for Prothonotary in Montgomery County. So the question that everyone's going to be asking is, who is Noah?
I think
and what's a Prothonotary?
I was about to say, they're going to be asking, who is Noah? How to pronounce my last name, Marlier, and how to pronounce Prothonotary, and what is Prothonotary?
I really wish we had two other Noahs. We could say, who's the Marliest? And who's the Noah Marley, Marlier, or Marliest?
There you go. Well, my name is Noah Marlier, and I am from right here in Montgomery County. Grew up in Jenkintown. We're near Upper Marion, and I will say the Jenkintown school system's a little smaller than the Upper Marion school system. I graduated with 43 kids in my graduating class.
Smallest
public school in Pennsylvania.
That's, I didn't know that, because It seems like I know a lot of people from Jenkintown.
Well, it's a great place.
Seems like a hub.
It is a hub. A lot of good people there.
Like Nick Foles and Drew Brees went to the same high school type of thing, like Jenkintown seems like.
It's a little like Bradley Cooper and I are both from Jenkintown. Although I will say Bradley Cooper's from the Jenkintown post office mailing address or zip code. So he's actually from Abington Township. But he says he's from Jenkintown, which I'm sure he wants to be able to be from Jenkintown.
I can see if someone makes a Noah Marlier movie, I could see Bradley Cooper playing you.
I was told the other day that I look like Matthew McConaughey, and I'm really glad this is a podcast, because if people don't know me, they might believe that, but it's absolutely not true.
I don't see Matthew McConaughey.
Neither do I.
No. All right, so...
But I'll take it.
So you're from Jenkintown, and you're running for Prothonotary, so why?
So the Prothonotary office is an extremely important office here in the county. It's one of the handful of positions that Montgomery County residents are going to be voting on. Voting for this year at the countywide level. And it's really important because it's oftentimes the first place that people are going to have contact with when they have contact with the court system. So Moments that are very significant in people's lives, very important moments. They might be getting divorced, they might have child custody issues, have been hurt in an accident, they file a lawsuit. These types of monumental moments in their life, the first interaction with the courts is to file their legal papers with the Prothonotary's office. So,
I imagine you have experience with the courts.
I do. I was a district attorney right here across the river here in Norristown, the county seat for Montgomery County. I was a DA prosecuting crimes throughout the county.
Mm-hmm. So you understand how that works. And for people who aren't listening, because most people interact with the court system very rarely, but especially in a county like Montgomery County, which has more people than in some states, the court system has thousands of people go through it every year, right?
Absolutely. So it's, and you touched on this, the county's bigger in population than four states. It's The third largest county in Pennsylvania outside of Philadelphia and Allegheny, which is Pittsburgh. So it handles an immense amount of legal issues, and it's very important that the office is run effectively and efficiently. And held to the highest ethical standard. And I will also add that I was a DA for a number of years, but then I was, for the last 5 years, working for Rudolph Clark, and we represent municipalities throughout the county. We represent Abington, Township in Plymouth and Norristown School District, Colonial School District. And every day for the last 5 years or so, I've been able to help government officials run their governments that much better.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been the litigator, one of the main litigators for my firm. So I am very accustomed to filing legal papers with the Montgomery County Prothonotary in that process.
So you've worked, is it like kind of like being a solicitor, working with solicitors? Because I have a solicitor in Bridgeport.
That's exactly right. So we are that solicitor for other municipalities. Mm-hmm. So I work with some of my own clients, municipalities that where I am the solicitor and attend public meetings. But oftentimes on the handle litigation for different municipalities where the municipality might get sued or sue someone, and I would be the one going into court and handling that matter.
Yeah, it's and that's a perspective that I think is not well understood by people. Why would it be? I'm glad to see more people using that kind of knowledge to run for other things. Obviously, in Montgomery County, our sheriff, Sean Kilkenny, has that experience. And then the new congresswoman from Lehigh Valley, Susan Ellis Wild. I think she was a solicitor in Allentown. And that's kind of, so you understand kind of the nuts and bolts of government. So when you go to another position, you understand things that someone else might not get.
I think so. And when you're a solicitor handling issues for, let's say, Abington Township, a township of 60,000 people, you're handling a real variety of matters.
Mm-hmm.
Townships and boroughs and zoning hearing boards, there's lots of different issues that they have to address, those government officials have to address day in and day out.
And, you know, we're going to be talking about you running Prothonotary, but if you are someone that's looking to get into politics in general, running for those local seats like the one I have, and the one that Marty Miller and Kyle Shank and Beth Jaxier and Matt Stamen, the other people that have been interviewed on this podcast so far, you get that kind of unique experience for when you want to do something else. So maybe the first thing you want to do is be a county commissioner or a congressman like Susan Wild now. But when you have that local experience, then when you do that, you can be better at that position, whether you're an elected official or doing the type of work you're doing.
And you're talking about potentially using as a platform those local races or local positions as a platform to run for something else. And I would also say that those local positions are some of the most important positions you have. If you're mm-hmm. on school board, if you're a councilman or a council person in a borough like Bridgeport, you handle matters that are immensely important to the people that are living in those municipalities that touch on them every day, as opposed to if you're a congressperson, you may not be handling issues that necessarily touch on your constituents every single day, day in and day out. And I would argue if you're on a school board or a local township board of supervisors, you may be able to have an even bigger impact.
Yeah, oh, I mean, I know the impact. We have a meeting coming up, and I know the direct impact of what we did with telling people how to put their trash away. So like, that matters. It's important. But so you're bringing that to become Prothonotary, and so you said that people it touches the courts, and that's how does your office, if you were Prothonotary, one, how do you interact with people then? It's just like you hold the door for them. Obviously, I know better than that, but and then. What's the difference between having a progressive Prothonotary or a conservative Prothonotary? Not that it needs to be political like that, but what matters?
So first off, from the government perspective of running the office is about 30 employees. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, it needs to be run more effectively and more efficiently than it has been run, because that's going to allow the court system to be more effective and more efficient. So I can tell you, when you're filing legal papers, there's little snafus that happen here and there that can jam up the court system. And mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I'm going to do as Prothonotary and put a real emphasis on is communicating not only with the residents of Montgomery County, and if you look on the Prothonotary's website right now, there is a newsletter. It's mm-hmm. from 2015. I think that the communication needs to be drastically improved with the Montgomery County residents so that they know, number one, what the Prothonotary's office does. Number two, how the Prothonotary's office can help them.
Mm-hmm.
Three, where the Prothonotary's office is. Number four, how to navigate that system so that it's more effective and more efficient for the people of Montgomery County. But I'll also say the communication with other offices at the county level is very important. This past year, the Prothonotary raised its fees for people that were seeking to become notaries. And that's fine. Fees get raised from time to time. That happens. The issue is that the prothonotary's office did not tell the recorder of deeds. And if you want to become a notary, you have to go to the recorder of deeds and the prothonotary's office and file papers in both offices. And it created confusion. And that lack of communication with other countywide elected officials in different offices, I think, is a real issue. And that's the kind of inefficiencies. When you talk about government inefficiency, that's government inefficiency. And I'm going to improve that when I become prothonotary. But I'll also say you touched on being a progressive in a position like the prothonotary's office. If you're in a county of almost 850,000 people, and as we've talked about, it's mm-hmm. bigger than four states.
In a very diverse group, too.
Very diverse and very influential, frankly. Mm-hmm. You're on CNN, and you're watching election night, and they're sitting there on the big screen, and they're zooming in on Pennsylvania, then they zoom in on the Philadelphia area, and they zoom in on Montgomery County because it's very influential politically, because of the population and because of the relative affluence. Mm-hmm. So it's an important county, and if you are a countywide elected official, you have an obligation to speak up and to speak out about progressive values. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to change immigration policy. I can't do that as prothonotary. However, I could speak up about it. Mm-hmm. And I would see it as an obligation and something I would embrace. So when you see our president going on TV a couple weeks ago and talking about building a wall on the southern border, if people in countywide elected positions, again, in counties as big as ours, are not speaking out, then who is? And I'm going to be a progressive voice.
And it sounds like not only can you be a voice, but if you're making the system easier for people, than for people who are facing some sort of injustice. And I know when we met before, you were talking about things like domestic abuse and protection for women in bad situations. If you make those offices more efficient and more communicative and approachable, then that those things can make quantifiable, direct, positive influences and impacts for them, because you're improving the system of justice for marginalized people.
So you could take that exact example of domestic violence and victims of domestic violence, and you can think of it in two ways. One, you're absolutely right. The office can be improved, the effectiveness and the efficiency for those victims who are seeking justice from the courts and looking to file a petition for a restraining order. There can be things that can be done that can make that easier for them. But also, number two, as again a progressive voice, I can speak about that issue. It's an issue that's near and dear to my heart, mm-hmm. And I can speak about it, and I will speak about it every day. And if our countywide officials aren't speaking about that kind of issue every day, again, who is?
And you know, it's important for women to be speaking up about those things, but I think you and I probably agree it's very important for men in positions of power to speak about those things and to not ignore them.
Absolutely. I trace this back to, almost 20 years ago now. I was in college. I was in a group called 1 in 4. Mm-hmm. And 1 in 4 is name is from the statistic that 1 in 4 college-age women are either sexually assaulted or attempted to be sexually assaulted or raped. And the group was all men. Mm-hmm. And we went around to other groups of all men, fraternities and sports teams, and we presented a program called the Men's Program, How to Help a Sexual Assault Survivor. And as part of that group, I would walk around with my 1 in 4 shirt, and women that I did not know would come up to me on campus, mm-hmm. a campus of 20,000 people. I would be approached quite often, and they would say, "Can I talk to you? Can I tell you about something that happened?" And I think from that, I learned a number of things. Number one, and I have brought this forth throughout my life. Number one, that issue, again, is very near and dear to my heart. Number two, being able to speak to people, listen to them, mm-hmm. listen to what they're going through. And number three, to be able to empathize. And that's the kind of campaign that I'm trying to run, is a campaign of listening to people, listening to what their challenges are, and figuring out a way to solve those problems.
Yeah, first of all, I really appreciate that. Two, I remember going to a party with my wife when we were just kind of newly dating. So this was 13 years ago or something like that. And seeing four of her college friends, and all of them had some sort of experience. Nothing ever happened, because what's the point? No one's going to believe it. It kind of happened and there's no evidence. And to them, it was just a casual thing. And to have someone that cares makes it so it's unacceptable. And then two, we were talking about how unique this county is, but the things you're talking about is that something that a prothonotary or someone in a similar office can do in any of the 66 counties of Pennsylvania or any other counties in the country that have a prothonotary office to run for.
Yeah, it's important. And I think your listeners, one thing I would certainly stress is that if you don't like the world around you, if you're concerned about what's going on and what our leaders are saying, leaders at every level, do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Run for office, run for school board, run for your local township or borough council, township supervisor. Run for something. And there's absolutely positions at the county level throughout Pennsylvania, whether it be recorder of deeds or prothonotary. You might be in a county that's heavily Republican, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Go out on a limb and run as the Democrat. You know, if you're a Democrat and you think, man, maybe I can't win, you never know what might happen. And I think it's all of our, it's a duty for all of us to try to make a difference in this world, try to do something good, try to speak up and out against what is going on in the world right now, because I see a lot of vitriol, a lot of, frankly, a lot of sadness for me when I look at what's happening on the national stage.
Mm-hmm.
With politics and who's representing us. That to me has been appalling for the last couple of years to see what's been going on, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going
to
run.
So that brings me to the second part in these podcasts is, what are the challenges of running for office? And I imagine one of the challenges has been or is making people care about the office of prothonotary. I mean, is that something for what these roles? Because the turnout in 2019 is probably not going to be as high as 2018, right? So you have to get people to care. Is that one of the biggest challenges?
My two biggest challenges have been getting people to pronounce my name,
Marlier. I got it right.
Marlier, you did. Marlier correctly and how to pronounce prothonotary. And I'll tell you, it is challenging. People aren't hearing me speak about prothonotary and necessarily saying, ooh, that's a position I really need to mm-hmm. get behind. That's going to make a difference. But I think when people hear me speak, I think people hear that I'm genuine, hear that I want to make a difference. And it might not be Congress, it might not be the U.S. Senate, but it's an important position. It's something that, a position that can be run better. And so I think people appreciate good government
mm-hmm.
and a position from which I feel like I can speak about the issues. And I think people really have latched onto that. And we've had an immense amount of support and endorsements from state representatives, state senators, local officials, and I'm very, very proud of that. But it is challenging. It's challenging. It's very time consuming to go to the many of the Democratic meetings I've been going to. I really enjoy it, and it's mm-hmm. a way to reach out to people and to listen to them and listen to what their challenges are and communicate at that level. But it is challenging. It's every night. It's sometimes three or four meetings a night.
Yeah.
And so it is a challenge. Another challenge for running for office, whether it's at the local level, at the county level, at the state level, nationally, is you got to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real shame. And it's not the way that it should be. But it is the way that it is. So the trick is to do it in a way that's very organic and to develop relationships with people. In a lot of different places, from a lot of different backgrounds, and also do it organically in that I'm trying to get people excited about what I'm trying to do, which is trying to make politics not a dirty word again.
Yeah,
it's trying important. To make politics something that's important about good government and ethics and communicating
mm-hmm.
instead of putting up walls that I feel like we've been doing a lot of. The last couple of years is people put up walls and through Facebook, through social media. They don't want to share and communicate and find consensus. They want to divide. And I think it's been something I've really stressed, which is trying to really find all of our commonalities. And I think people have been excited about that. So the fundraising will come, but it's got to be done organically.
And, you know, when I hear about that, with a race like, well, two things. Their first point with getting people to pay attention to prothonotary, and in a way almost gives an opportunity for people in some of the smaller different counties, because maybe you could boost turnout just for that one race if you're running and you're new, because no one cared about it before. So if you run, maybe you get more people to care and suddenly you win. But two, if you care about Prothonotary, you can kind of direct the kind of people that win or their stances and what's important, because otherwise it's just the people who financially interact with the Prothonotary's office that get involved in those donations. It's just the fact. And so more people that care about Prothonotary makes it more diverse in terms of who is supporting you and the voices you're hearing.
That's absolutely right. So I was having a coffee at a coffee shop up in Lower Salford, way up there, up near Bucks. And
I mean, there's people listening to Bucks are like, it's not that far.
It's not that far.
When it's I say podcast, though, it's not
that's,
like
that's very true. That,
the airwaves don't end at the border of Montgomery.
That's very true. But for me, relative to where I've been going and relative, you know, here in Montgomery County, it's kind of far out there.
Right. But you're my mom's listening. It's from Pittsburgh. So I don't know where it is.
Understood. So we were out in this coffee shop that was kind of in a cornfield, and it was just so cute. It was a fun little place. I had said something to the woman who got us coffee, and the owner came by the table, and the individual I was with, a Democrat in that area, said, "This is Noah Mar Leary. He's running for Prothonotary." And the guy looks at me and goes, "I was in a divorce a couple years ago, and I could not find the Prothonotary's office in the courthouse. It was impossible. I had so much trouble just being able to even find the place." And I thought to myself, how amazing just bringing up what I'm running for and communicating with people and talking about it. They do have an interaction. They may have had an interaction. They may in the future have an interaction. So it's this kind of local government, countywide government, that it oftentimes is the most important, and people do care. They just have to be reminded of when, you know, why they're going to care.
Yeah. And that it's up, because you don't realize that it's an election that's up in 2019. You think, oh, that happened. So-and-so ran, and they have to pay attention to it.
To your point of, you know, over 500,000 positions out there to run for in this country, we vote every year, twice a year. If you're not voting every year, you're missing an election, and you're probably missing an important one.
And sometimes more than twice a year.
That's right. There's special elections.
A couple special elections for state legislature in Pennsylvania coming up, because unfortunately people passed away, or there's corruption, or... politics is crazy, man. So those are the challenges, but challenges present opportunities. They present opportunities for someone to make an inroad to an office like Prothonotary in any county, or an office to the opportunity for a person to make their voice heard through donations or volunteerism or activism to change the voice of some of these offices, even if they're not running themselves.
That's exactly right. And so it doesn't have to be the person necessarily running for office that's doing it all. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I've really worked on. I think why my campaign has flourished over the last few months so much. When I started this campaign, the first thing I was doing was going to really good people who I knew were good Democrats who wanted to make a difference, and asking them if they would be part of my team. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you hear me speak about our campaign in the our, we, or as opposed to I, because it is a collective that's really supporting me and helping me. And I think it's something that's a little more in our small way, a little more than just the position that I'm running for. I think it's about good government, good politics, done right, and people have really latched onto that. So yeah, there's ways that people can help and you know, support my campaign. And I would encourage your listeners to go to noamarlear.com. Mm-hmm. It's again, volunteers that have helped me create a website, and I'm so grateful for that. And it's really cool. And you can find out ways to help the campaign and learn about Prothonotary, learn how to pronounce it, and learn a little bit more about me.
Now, if you were going to, if someone came in for something that they needed in the Prothonotary's office, like divorce papers or other kind of custody paper, whatever they need, do you prothonotize them? Because do you turn that into an active verb? Because I really want things to be prothonotized.
I think you and I can start spreading that.
Great. If I get anything done.
And this is the start to that.
We can get a shirt saying prothonotize.
I think those are definitely in the cards.
I also think that if you need a slogan, make Montco Marlier. Because you got, I mean, there you go.
It's I like it. We might actually be using that in the future.
Great. So I'll use that to fund this basically free podcast. Anyway. So those are the challenges. I think we've talked a lot about the issues you care about. Is there any other issue that is important to you? Because we've talked about making government more efficient, adding more progressive voices, and things like domestic abuse and having a voice in politics. Are there any other issues that we didn't get to cover that you care about?
I mean, there's certainly, I think we all care about many of the issues that we're seeing in the national spotlight every day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the immigration issue is something that is of utmost importance, but it's a broader issue than just immigration. So we saw the other day with students wearing MAGA hats screaming at a Native American or harassing what I saw as harassing a Native right. American. You know, my issue with that is that I think it proves that the issue of building the wall is less about immigration and more about our country being very divided over race issues, over you know, who we are as a people, and are mm-hmm. we going to be the kind of country that is accepting of diversity and accepting of people of different colors and backgrounds and sexual preferences? Are we going to make that a priority to talk about that and to be okay with dialogue, or are we going to build walls around our dialogue, around our communication, around who we are as a people?
And, you know, the way you talked about the Prothonotary's office and about these local row offices, why are they called row offices? Do you know?
You know, I'm not, that question gets asked of the row officers. I've never heard a direct answer. I believe it's because we're kind of all in a row. You know, we maybe back in the day, we're all on the same floor. One Montgomery. I'm not exactly sure because I've also known that
they're called row offices in other places.
I was about to say that's kind of a term that's thrown around in other places as well. Not really sure.
Whatever. But even though we didn't mention it directly, having an office that is going to be more efficient and communicative and out there is also good for things like racial and economic justice, because those groups that are underserved by the justice system, you have a direct way to make that better in a way that a person in Congress can't do. They can pass a law, but you can directly do something in a month without any legislation.
So to your point and to the idea of good government and helping those who, you know, raise people up who maybe need it, and to have the government resources be available to more people.
Mm-hmm.
To that point, I think that the Prothonotary's office here in Montgomery County can do a much better job of reaching out to English as a second language
mm-hmm.
Residents. People that have been abused don't always speak English as a first language. They may not speak English at all. And so I think that more bilingual training, perhaps Spanish language documents, the documents that come out of the Prothonotary's office that talk about what we provide, the resources we provide, I think can be done in both English and Spanish. And just more outreach in that way.
And even other languages. Montgomery County has a lot of languages around here.
Absolutely.
I talked to a police officer, I don't know if it was last year or year before, about a case involving someone who was being abused. And I don't know what language they spoke, but it wasn't Spanish, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, having that access can make or break them finding justice and feeling listened to.
And it's about reaching out to the community and talking to people in the community about what those needs are.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to know sitting in the office of the Prothonotary and just literally sitting in the office. You got to get out there and you got to communicate and reach out. So one of the things I'm going to do to improve communications is to go around to different areas throughout Montgomery County, have law firms host forums where I'll come in, I'll bring my first assistant, we'll talk to attorneys about what their issues are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking in front of the Montgomery County Paralegals Association in March about what the Prothonotary's office is, what I'm going to bring to it, and who I am, and to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the paralegals are the ones who file these documents. It's rarely the attorneys, frankly.
Right.
So they'll know what the effective, the inefficiencies are, the ineffectivenesses within the office are. But you got to listen. You got to listen to people.
Well, that really proves why these offices are important. So you have a lot that you can do in this kind of office. I'm really glad that you came on to talk about something that people probably wouldn't think to. You know, it's an office that there's 66 of them in Pennsylvania. I honestly don't know how many there are elected in the country because not every state is a commonwealth. So I think in Virginia they elect Prothonotaries probably because that's a commonwealth.
I thought Delaware as well, but I'm not totally sure.
There's more than Pennsylvania.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
And
in many states, it might be in a different form where it's not called the Prothonotary. It might be called the Clerk of the Courts or something along those lines.
But we have a Clerk of Courts.
In Montgomery County, there's a Clerk of Courts, and that's a different position. That's correct. It's the criminal side of the Prothonotary's office.
Well, in the county, especially ours. But either way, if you're considering getting involved, these other offices can have a direct impact in people's lives, and you shouldn't ignore them. In fact, you might want to do even more than you would for other reasons.
Absolutely.
So now that we've talked about this, here's your chance to tell people why they should run for office. I guess hopefully that's what you want people to do.
I do. I think it's so important. If you're looking around at what's going on in the world and wondering what you can do, you can run. And I am sure that in whatever municipality you're sitting in right now, there's something that you can run for. You can run for school board, your local political party, whatever affiliation you may have, is, I'm sure, looking for candidates. And it's so vitally important that we're all active, because if we're not active in this government that we cherish so much and want to see run well, then who is going to run it well? So it's up to us to do it. And if you want good government, if you want good politics, you got to be part of it.
Good. And I think you're right. I really appreciate that. Thank you. You're talking about why you get the government that you vote for, that you create.
That's exactly right. And you can be a part of it.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Noah, for helping to make Mock Home earlier. And good luck in your race for Prothonotary. For anyone that's running, you can find information on... Are you on social media that people can follow, too?
I am. Noah for Prothy, Prothy.
See, that's a whole different name.
I know. My campaign manager is not thrilled. Actually, I think the Facebook page is actually Noah Marlier for Prothonotary.
So you can find it.
Noah Marlier for Prothonotary on Facebook. You can email me at Noah for Prothy. But check me out on Facebook, Noah Marlier for Prothonotary. Check out my website, noahmarlier.com.
Great. Thank you so much. And if you want to look for resources how you can run for office, really recommend runforsomething.net or Google other things. And you can follow me at Tony Heil. And make sure to subscribe and listen to our podcast, You Should Run, to find out why you should get involved in running for office yourself. Thanks again, Noah.
Thanks, Tony.